You're listening to 30 Pounds Down, where losing weight is simplified with healthy habits. I'm Glenda Hill, a nurse-turned-holistic nutritionist. Let's go to the show. Hello there, my friend. Welcome. It's great to see that you're interested in a holistic approach for your weight loss. And the first place to start is with your spiritual health, followed by the mental health, and then the physical health. And this is all going to happen in quick succession, so by focusing on the spiritual health first, you will have the power to address those habits that sabotage your health goals. And this includes overeating and lack of self-control. Whenever we neglect our spiritual issues that hinder our success, nothing will work for us. We know from experience that dieting and exercise and even those weight loss medications don't work for the long term. So we want to address the root cause of the problem and then implement practical and sustainable solutions. And so what I have for you today is how to deal with the spiritual issues that sabotage your weight goals. And also, I'll give you the harness principles. These are principles that harness the power of nature. And they're actually steps that you can take that almost guarantees your success for a healthy weight. And if you need help with any of this, I can support you with tools and resources and accountability coaching. If you want help, my sister, with anything that I'm sharing with you today, I am here for you. Make sure you contact me. The details are in the description. Let's get started. All right. So the first place to start is with your spiritual health, like I said. And here's why. You know, putting God first, it just makes sense, right? Constantly worrying about diets and workouts and the number on the scale, that can make your life chaotic. But when you focus on God, you bring that peace and stability into your life. Philippians 4, verse 4 and 5 tells us to rejoice in the Lord always. Also, let our moderation be known. And so it may sound simple, but you want to limit the distractions in your life and remove sin from your life. And this is going to make your weight loss journey so much easier, right? Now, let's talk about how overeating is one of those spiritual issues that hold us back from the weight loss goal. It's not because you lack willpower or self-control, but it's often a sign that God is not at the center of our affections. So what's the solution? Fall in love with Jesus. The first step towards this is to rearrange your priorities and put your love for God at the top. And once you do this, you'll naturally bring all of your thoughts, all of your habits in line with treating your body like it belongs to God and not to you. Remember, you are a steward of your body. And once you embrace that truth, you'll gain the freedom and energy to live a healthy, joyful life. You see why the spiritual health is the first place to start on your journey towards a healthy body and weight? It's the key to unlocking your full potential, my sister, and achieving your goals. So the mental health, we're talking about changing your thoughts. Did you know malnutrition is more common than we think? When we lack essential vitamins and minerals, we lose interest in activities that bring us joy and take our spiritual blessings for granted. That's why nutrition is so important for our happiness, all right? Not just our physical health, but our happiness. Now, here's a mind-blowing fact for you. Your nervous system and your endocrine system are like the superheroes regulating your body weight. They influence your food-seeking behavior. Yeah. Physical activity, digestion, and the nutrient metabolism. But I found it so interesting that those two body systems influence your food-seeking behavior. You hear that? And when these two systems work in harmony, they optimize the breakdown of nutrients And that's going to ensure that we efficiently use every bit of energy and that we promote the weight loss. It's time to start seeing nutritious foods as fuel for your body. This is a mindset shift that prepares you to maintain an intelligent eating plan for life. Now, as you may expect, physical health involves the tactical strategies and the daily lifestyle habits that we do to promote whole health, not just weight loss. And so what we're going for here is supporting the body systems to work harmoniously, effortlessly burning those calories and supporting weight loss. So I'm going to walk you through the harness principles. And this is a set of guidelines that actually revolutionize your health. It's similar to how the solar panels captured the sun's energy. Well, these health principles capture the power of nature to enhance your whole health. These principles unlock your body's natural ability to heal itself, to balance itself. All we have to do is give it what it needs to do the work. In the harness acronym, we're talking about H for hydration. Establish a water drinking routine. Make sure it's tailored to your unique needs. Every person has specific hydration needs, so don't follow the crowd. Don't just do what everyone else is doing, okay? A is for air. Enjoy breathing fresh air daily, taking a stroll out in the park where there's trees. And don't forget to open the windows and let the fresh air in. You want to clean up that indoor air, right? Another option is to bring indoor plants into your home or your workspace. They're not just for aesthetics, right? They don't just look pretty. They actually have a function. They're pumping out oxygen for you. R is for rejuvenate. So this means take breaks throughout the day to recharge mentally, physically, spiritually, right? Embrace this kind of mindfulness, maybe with scripture meditation, deep breathing exercises, journaling. This is going to reduce stress and to maintain calm and joyfulness in your life, right? Nature is a powerful rejuvenator. So take walks or, you know, get into the car, drive up the mountain, and just get a bird's eye view of the beautiful landscape, right? And maybe indulge in some gardening. This is all going to help you to have that mindfulness in your life. N is for nutrition. Fuel your body with the best, right? We're talking whole fruits, seasonal veggies, herbs, beans, nuts, grains, and seeds. These are the essential nutrients your body desires. E is for exercise. You don't need an intense workout. I know some people like it, but you don't need that for weight loss. It's really preferred that you stay consistently active, and that's the key to weight loss. You want to keep moving throughout the day. Of course, you want to take short breaks to refresh your mind and your body, but the real success is an active lifestyle. All right? S is for sleep. Remember the old saying, early to bed, early to rise? Make it a habit, my friend, and let your stomach rest after having the last meal no later than 6 p.m. And then bedtime at 9 p.m. is going to ensure a deep, restful sleep. And that's the key to waking up refreshed. And one more S is for sunshine. So you want to bask in the morning, the mid-morning sunshine. Bask in it. Get it on your face. Get it on your hands. It's not just good for your health. It's a source of happiness. Praise God for the simple joys in life, right? Okay, my friend, may these principles be a blessing to you on your journey for a healthy life, a healthy weight. If you enjoyed what I've shared with you, share it with a friend. Subscribe to my channel. If you like to hear more, tune in each week for more talk on Christian weight loss, whole health, and strong faith. Peace to you, and have a great day.